We're going to take it slow, Rabosai. This is a sugya, a unique sugya. There are a lot of sugyas that Baruch Hashem were zocha to learn. By the way, I just want to give you all chizuk. I want to give you all chizuk of Rabbi Miller, who is just the... Start a brand new sugya on the bottom of Chesmet Aleph. I usually, as you guys know, I don't like skipping the Agadita, as we had many, many shiurim on the Agadita, many sugyas on the last Bechina, Afreshes Chala, Bracha Nedvar Isra, that came out of Agadita Gemaras, but in Malasot, Hazman Katzar, there's not a lot of time left. The Zman is almost over. Purim is before you know it. After Purim, we have maybe a month. Pesach, after Pesach, we have Chazara week, we're done. Rabosai, we got to cover ground, we got to start moving, we have a lot of sugyas to do, we have a lot of growth to experience, and therefore we enter into the bottom of Chesed Aleph, an unbelievable sugya, a packed sugya, but a unique sugya. A sugya that the lumdis all comes primarily from the daf itself. From just it's not the easiest sugya, just because it's a lot of back and forth, a lot of switching. But if you get and take it slow, and you get a clarkite, you need no other information, basically, other than what's in front of you. All the Rishonim that we're going to discuss are on the page in front of us. You need one thing. And I feel bad for the guys that aren't here, but Rabosa, you're going to have to start Seder tomorrow. Also, Chazaring, make sure you take it every Shita slowly and step by step. We're going to break it down clearly. But those are the guys who are missing Shir right now. Just make sure, which I don't think is so many, just make sure that they listen and they're in the Cheshbin, because it will be a continuation. I'm very excited. The Mishnah. We're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah we started off with, that we said, as Max Steimer pointed out, we said, there are great sugyas over here, and we said, Motzi Shemer, Max pointed out, the first day of the Zman. All comes back to the Pnimius, to the beginning, to the Aschala. Zok the Mishnah, the number game, the numbers of Dayanim. Zok, can you do me a favor, just open a window? It's getting a little hot. Maybe turn the AC on, yeah. You know what, Zok, keep it closed. We'll turn the AC. Says the Gemara, yeah, don't worry, it'll snow by Thursday. So says the Gemara, Dinei Mamanis Bishloisha, we know Dinei Mamanis Bishloisha. What is Dinei Mamanis? I in the Shiurim at the beginning of the Zman, Hodos, Vahavolos, oh wow, as opposed to Gzelos, Vahavolos, that are Bishloisha, Nezek, Vechatzi, Nezek, Tashlume, Keva, Tashlume, Arbo, Chamisha, all these different cases of other monetary payments that are all Bishloisha Dayonim. Might not be the same type of shlosha, Avi Steinberg. Might be shlosha edyotos versus shlosha mumchim. I am the Gemaras that you've learned in the beginning of the Zman. Ha'oynes, a person who has to pay money after he rapes a woman. Look at the sugyas from last year, beginning of third parak of Ksubis. Rape, 50 shkalim. Amefata, a guy who has to pay money for seducing. What's the difference between rape and seducing? I am the shirim from last year. Ha'moitzi shemra. What's a moitzi shemra? Maitzi Shemra, says Rashi, Loi Matzasi Lebitcha Psulim Va'anshu Osa Mea Kesef, says Rashi on the Mishnah. A guy comes in, says after his chasana, you see where this marriage is going. This guy after his chasana says, I didn't find that my wife is a virgin. That has tremendous, tremendous ramifications, not only on the fact that they're going to have to get serious therapy if they're going to want to make this marriage last, but the fact that now, just financially, she is not necessarily going to be able to get the full amount of the ksuba that the father promised her. That the husband promised her at the zman of the ksuba that you did with the kinyan chalipin that we spoke about the last few weeks. But Rashi says there's another monetary payment, the Rashi on the Mishnah. What's the Rashi on the Mishnah referring to? Va'anshu oso mea kesef. What's mea kesef? A ksuba in general for a normal virgin is how much? 200 zuz. The basic amount is 200 zuz. However, if she is not a virgin, so then you will have to pay mea zuz. Mana. That's the first parak of ksubis. All is dealing with mea masayim of different values of the ksuba. But then there is mea kesef that the Torah introduced. If what happens, if the Baal is found out to be a liar, that this is Motzi Shemra, like the Motzi Shemra that you're all familiar from when, you know, that's Motzi Shemra, you know, that's Lashon Hara, that's Motzi Shemra, that all comes from this from these psukim, from this story. The Baal said something that was false. That was a fallacy. He was proven wrong, and therefore he gets punished. What does he get punished with? He actually has to get mea kesef if he has to pay that money. So it's fascinating that Rashi says, and Rashi defines motzi shemra as mea kesef when it comes to the Mishnah. Why is that fascinating? Because we're going to learn a little Gemara now, and we're going to see that's not so consistent to Rashi, where Rabosai, Rashi on our daf. That's what this shir is primarily focused on, Shitas Rashi, as opposed to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that we're going to delve into tomorrow. Gemara says as follows. The Chachamim Omer Motzi Shemra B'Shlosha, there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, how many Dayarim do you need to judge Motzi Shemra? What exactly does that mean? We didn't define our terms, what Motzi Shemra means, what is the exact Nidon, what is the exact case, what is the exact amount, and we'll talk about that in a second. Frek the Gemara Kasha, the Chiyesh Bo Dina Nefashos Mayhavi. What's the Gemara referring to? The Mishnah said, Motzi Shemer Basim Shlosha, Rav Meir holds it was 3. Chachamim argue with Rav Meir and they say you need 23. Why? Because it's not sufficient to have 3. But they Chiyesh Bo Dina Nefashos. Because, potentially, there could be Dina Nefashos involved in this court. Frek the Gemara Kasha, Chiyesh Bo Dina Nefashos Mayhavi. So what, that there might be Dinei Nefashos? And tomorrow we might judge Dinei Nefashos, and the Dayanim have different things that they have to judge on every day of court. My hobby, so why should that affect us now? What's the Nidon about now? What's the Din Torah about now? What are the Dayanim addressing right now? Frek the Gemara Akasha. So the Gemara says, you're right. The reason why the Rabbanan need 23 Dayanim is only for a secondary reason. Rabbanan Zok the Gemara, Amar Ula. The Gemara answers, in the name of Ula, B'choysheshin lalaz kamiflegi. They're worried about what's going to happen in the future. Something's going to be announced. We're supposed to put away the phones. Something's going to be announced. Put them away, away, away. It's just malbush. We're scared that rumors are going to be heard and it's going to affect something that's going to now create and shift the case that it's going to turn into Dinei Nefashos. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, let's read Rashi. Hamotzi Shemra, lo matzasi lebitcha psulin. The Baal says, I didn't find that your daughter is a virgin. Uba, and what is he trying to have a nidon about? What is the case of Arabosai? Underline these words in Rashi. Uba lehaf sidak subasa. And he's now coming to now diminish and make sure that she doesn't have the ability to collect her ksuba. Velo laharga. And he's not coming to kill her. How do you know he's not coming to kill her? Because he walked into court without Aiden by himself. And he doesn't have the capacity to kill anyone on his own. He doesn't have the koach of Edim. She'eno maybe Edim shezin tatachtov. He doesn't bring witnesses that she was mezana that would actually cause her to be chayev misa if she was mezana once she was tachtov, once she was married to him. Dia nefashos ka'asi, because if he was bringing Edim, how do you know he wasn't bringing Edim? Because if he was bringing Edim, Rabbi Osai, then what? How could Rabbi Meir say what?
Three.
Then Rabbi Meir knows that Dina nefashos is always with 23. V'chachamim omrim, yeah, you're right. Achachamim agree. I understand that the nidon is just about an amount of money, a monetary payment, about ksuba that he doesn't want to have to pay. Kozal kadaitach, the Gemara and the Havamim, the things, the hachiko amri, mishum de'ikam, maitzi shemer, the shayach be'dina nefashos, ukugon shemevi edim, uvagmar parachina v'chiyesh be'dina nefashos mayavi. Who cares that there might be Edim in the future? Right now, judge a case. Ein ladin elamashe ein of rose. Ein ladayanesh elamashe ein of rose. You should deal about a judgment and a beisdin. What we're talking about? What's the subject matter? Right now, he's not bringing Edim, so everyone should agree. Even the chachamim should agree that it's only 3 dayanim. Rab Meir Sover says the Gemara. No, there's an external machloikas going on here. Ula suggests Rab Meir Sover choishishin lalaz. Ain choshishim kishiyavo lebezdin. Rav Meir Sover ain choshlaz. I'm sorry. Ain choshishim yavo kishiyavo lebezdin yeta kol yishmu aedim biyavo biyaidu. There is a possible fear of by the fact that the husband comes in alone and now starts stating a statement that this girl does not have psulim, and I'm insinuating that she was mizana. Now, there is no dine nefashos right now because it's just me insinuating, and I only have the nemonis and I only have the believability to affect a financial matter. But what might happen? They might hear on the announcement speaker outside of the Besdin and on the pamphlets that are going to be passed out that people, Edom, are going to hear that the court case was about this girl being mezaneh. And now, even though the Baal didn't bring these Edom will come on their own. And what's going to happen to the court case? It's going to shift from what to what? From Dine Mamanis to Dine Nefashos, because now that you have Edom, you could potentially kill this girl. Ein Choshishin, says Rabbi Meir, I'm not Choshish for such a situation. Ein Choshishin Shema Kishiyavol LeBezdin Miyotza HaKol, and there will be a voice that comes out of the Bezdin, the chambers, Yishmu Edom Miyavol V'yayidu Shezinza Tachtov, and Edom will come and testify that she was Mizana under him and now is Chayav Misa. But the Baal doesn't know about the Edom, that's why he didn't bring them. And there's a chance that you will need 23 Dayanim. What do Rabbanon hold that right now you need 23? They are Chayshish. So that is the explanation, Rabosai. The next blot and a half is going to be about different explanations, how to understand this peculiar statement of the Gemara, Reb Meir and Chachamim, about what the Machloikas in the Mishnah is. So Ula is the first option in the Gemara. Are you choshish for rumors? Yeah, clarification?
Yeah. So he didn't know?
Yeah, or he didn't decide to bring. Rashi writes he didn't know about
it.
Yeah.
But he didn't know about it, if you can't be an Eden, you don't declare to be an Eden.
No. That's for Dine Mamanis when I'm being molded to be a Chayav Mamanis. I could kill you, Fader, and we can go into a back alley and kill you, and I didn't know about the Edom, and guess what? I'm dead meat. You're right that that's not 100% true because they have to give me Hasra in order to get Misa. But he was never involved in this case. He married this girl innocently. How is he supposed to know if there's Edom? Right? The Baal doesn't have to know about the Edom. The Baal's shocked out of his mind. He woke up from the hotel in the first morning after the wedding, and he says, what in the world did I just marry? How does he know about her history? How does he know about whether... Right?
Isn't it really rare that you have Edom specifically that, like, a woman who should be Zinta? So, like, how is it a real Khashash that Edom are going to come up?
The same...
Isn't it like extremely like hard? The circumstances actually happened that Edom couldn't.
That Edom actually saw this?
Yeah. If that's extremely rare that could actually happen, then like, how is it a real chashash that we think they're going to come up and, you know?
It's something that the Bezdin has Dine Torah about, and there's something fishy about the fact that there's no Besulim, which the Balaam is being Nemon. So once we're going to we believe him in that way, we have to consider the possibility that there might be Edom. So let's take it into precautions right now.
Seems like it's a good.
I hear.
Yeah.
And does the guy have to say whether or not he wants to bring the Edom or not?
No, they can come. He doesn't even know the Edom. Yeah. Rabbi Isai comes along Rava and says, what? Avi Steinberg made a very good point. Yeah, make it quick.
So why do the... Right, we said that they have nothing to do with each other. Why is this going to come and ruin our case? Right, I'm coming to try to...
It's not going
to
ruin your case.
Yeah, because we're saying it might turn into a Dine Nefashos case. Who cares?
So therefore, we have to take in precautions right now.
No, because this is mine and your case, right? I'm dealing with you, the lady, right? I'm not going to pay... I don't want to pay you the money. These guys might come and try to kill her, but that doesn't have to deal with me trying to not pay you money.
It's true, but right now, Rabbanan say, when you're dealing... It could be that the Rabbanan understand that there could be that there's a linkage between the Mammon and the Misa. We're going to see that later in the sugya. So if there is a potential possibility of this leading up to Misa, the Rabbanan already saying right now that Din Torah has to start from the beginning with 23 Dayan. Meaning this Mammon is not looked at in a box. There's many different ramifications that come up from this story. So you have to have the right Dayanim at the beginning of the story. That's what Rabbanan is saying.
Why can't I just deal with
Each issue
on its own. I'm dealing with taking money from you. Maybe Rashi's holding that
it's because it's not a vacuum. There's a packed nidon over here. So therefore, you need all the dayanim that are going to come about in the future.
Right. I finish my case with you, and then Edom come after.
Rabbanu will never allow you to do the case without 23 because of the potential that they might come. Rabbanan disagree with that. They'll never allow it. They said, as long as there's potential to lead up to the Dine Nefashos, we're going to need 23 Dayan. Okay?
Is there bifurcation? How you judge Dine Mominos and Dine Mominos?
Is there
a
what?
I mean, let's say you have 23 now, but it ends up just being a Dine Mominos case. How would you rule a 23? Isn't there a difference between Dine Mominos and Dine Mominos and how you judge?
You can add on. We know from last vine, you can have more than 23. You can have more than 3 Dayanus.
In terms of everyone, if it's Dine Mominos, is there a difference?
You'll follow a majority.
You follow a majority. Yeah. There's no difference in Dine Mominos. No.
There, I mean, there is a difference in terms of when you're judging Dine Mominos, but when you have that number of Dayanus, there's no difference. Right, the Rambam says Harei b'zeh meshubach to have more, right?
No, I'm saying, but you don't need like unanimous if it's Dine
Mominos. No. You know, Chov, you just need a majority of 2, and Zaka, you need a majority of 1.
How is it possible for the Baal to be Zoka in this case? Like, how is it possible for him to have to pay a lower amount for meshubach without proving that she was
Zaka? We're getting. That's the next Rashi. Says Rava, I disagree with Ula. I don't think there's any laz issue. I think that's a little far-fetched. Kuli amu laz loy chayshina. We're not worried about Edom hearing about this. There are no rumors. There's nothing. Nothing's getting announced outside the court. Edom are not going to find out of it. That's not the case.
That's what Rava's saying.
Rava says, kuli amu loy chayshina laz.
Yeah, that's
right, or I just don't think I don't think it's relevant. Even if there was laws, that's not the reason why we're getting 23 or 3. I was just trying to say the rationale, but Rava could be either of those rationales. V'hocha. So what is the machlekes Rav Meir Chacham and Rava? Back it up. What's the Mishnah? B'chayshishin lekvaydam shal rishayim kemiflegi. V'hocha mayaskinan, and this is a very specific case. Kegoin de'ichnif bei esrin v'tlosa lemeidin din inafashus. The Baal walked in originally and came in there and did what, Rabbi Isai? He collected how many dayanim? 23 dayanim. Why did he collect 23 dayanim? Because he's obviously has kavana to do what? To be maiden? To don what? Dinin afashas. The ivdur. And they got scattered out and they left. V'amrluhu. And he says back to them, dayanu li miya dine mominus. Can you please at least let me not, you know, I worked so hard, and I got here, and I traveled down here, and we got everything together, and I thought we were going to have a big case, you know, and it didn't work out, for whatever reason, the Dayanim are not around anymore, whatever, can we at least do what I can do, and just have this other Din Torah about the Dine Mominus? So Rava says, that's the Machlokes Rav Meir Chacham. Rabbi Meir holds, yeah, no problem. If you want to have the mominous aspect without everything else that you had the original kavana to do when you gather around the Dayanim, deal with what you were able to do. Whatever you can do right now. This Baal schlepped so much. He put so much effort into it. So let's actually just judge whatever we can judge over here, and then we'll have 23 Dayanim taking care of the Dine Mominus. Comes along the Rabbana and say, no, even now, even at this stage, you better make sure you have 23 Dayanim. Why do you have to make sure that you have 23 Dayanim? Says Rava, because choishishin lekvaydan sharishayim. Because if you're not going to make sure that if you're now going to allow him to just judge with these 3 guys, and you're not going to call back those first 20 guys, then what's going to happen? What are people going to say? People are going to look at what just happened in this court, and they're going to say, "You heard? You know why this happened? You know why they switched? Not because there's a new din Torah, not because there's a new topic, because the first dayanim were what? Were not qualified." They weren't good enough. And therefore, the Rabbanon kicked them out and weren't able to judge what they were able to judge originally. And now they're just judging the 3 guys, but not because it's a different Din Torah, but rather because they weren't qualified. That's going to be a zilzil to the Dayanim. That's going to be a disgrace for these Dayanim. And Rav Meir and Rav Chachamim have a totally different machlaikas. Machlaikas about whether we're chayshish, lekvaydam, sharishonim, or the original Dayanim. Let's see, Rashi. Says Rava, if the Baal came in originally, like the way you originally presented it, Ula, and the Baal only said, I want to be Mafsik Suba, no one would disagree in our Mishnah that you would only need how many Dayanim? 3. You have to add a lot more to the Mishnah's case. You originally gathered 23 dayanim. Shamar abal ahavi edim shizin sedachta v'loy matza. He was said that the edim were going to come, and he didn't find the edim. V'ivder ha'adayanim v'holchu lahem, and the dayanim left v'amr, ho v'ein li edim, since I don't have edim, but I still have the ability to judge what? Still have the ability to extract money from the ksuba, right? Ho v'ein li edim, don't li mias b'shloisha, do me a favor, let me at least judge with the three dayanim, the dinei mamonos aspect that I'm believed. Lafsi the ksudasa al yidei atzma. So this is answering Zuk's kasha. Why doesn't he need edim for the mamonos aspect of the ksuba? How come he's believed on his own? So Rashi explains, the kaimalam, because we paskin in the Gemara in ksubas dav yud, chachomim tiknu lehem libnois Yisrael libsula masayim la'mona mona. Chachomim gave a virgin 200 zuzin or ksuba. They were metakin the ksuba and the mona, and for an almona they were metakin mona. The heime mimidu, and this Gemara, this Deya, it's machlokas in the Gemara of ksubas deraisa derabbanan rabosai. Remember that? Machlokas svardim and ashkenazim. Pay attention at a wedding whether or not when you hear the kriyas ksuba, do you hear the words mide oraisa? Mide oraisa. So this Gemara is saying that it's not a chiyuv de oraisa, it's only a chiyuv of takonas chachamim. Since it's only a chiyuv of takonas chachamim, so they were also maminim, says this Gemara, to also say, they heime minu, they gave him believability, lafsido al piv, even without edim, he has the ability to be mafsid, to cause her the loss of the money. Chazaka eina nontarech besuda. Why did they give him that believable? Avi Steimer, the Gemara says, because he spent so much money on the chasana. Chazaka eina nontarech besuda mafsida. A guy doesn't spend such effort and such hefsid mamon on the suda and then just throw it away and say that, you know, and throw his marriage away. Rameir suffer b'shloisha. Rameir holds you need three. De'ein choshen l'kvodim rishonim. V'donin afilu b'shloisha. V'rabbonin savri. Now Rabbonin say no. Choshen l'kvodim rishonim ubayi kulu. You have to be worried about the kavod of the original dayan. The Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yisai. Frek the Gemara akash. Rava seems to have the upper hand and Ula does not. Meisve, we have a brisa that sounds like Rava and not like Ula. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim hold, tavu mamin b'shlosha. If the guy was toveya money, so then what? It's three. Tavu nefashos, but if his original claim is what? Dini nefashos, meaning what? He brought what? He brought witnesses. So then how many dayanim you need? Be'esr m'shlosha. Who does that sound mamish like this brisa? It all depends what the husband started off with. If he started off with mamon, so then he only needs three, bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Meir. If he started off with 23, so then according to the Rabbanan, we have to stick with 23, even if he only judges what in the end? Only about the ksuba. Why?
No way to
what?
You just said it's being a bunch that came with Aiden. If he came with Aiden, it's not going to change that, but in case we explain by Rava. That case
was no. He came in, he thought he was going to get Edim.
So you're saying, oh, this is
yeah. Tova Nefashos, he's Toveya Nefashos, he's claiming Nefashos, and we expect to have Edim, and we gather 23 Dayanim, so what's going to happen? Even if he only judges the Mammon, it's going to stay with how many Dayanim? 23, because Choshen Lekvod and Charishonim. So this Brisa sounds like who, Rabosai? Tova Nefashos, Tchila Afilu Mammon Ve'esrim Shlosha. El Ula Kashia. So how's Ula going to get out of this Brisa? Ula's an Amora. Ula can't get out of this Brisa. Akiva Lautman. Amar Rava. Zokt Rava. Aniva Arisha B'chabura. I and the fierce lion in the group. Right? Who's the Ari in your Chabura, Rabosai? Who's the fierce lion? Who's the guy who's the leader who's showing what way to go? Who roars? Who's the leader? The guy who takes out the phone or the guy who says, I'm going to the Kimu Kiu Klolo? I'm going to do extra time. I'm going to Night Seder. Zokt Rava, I'm going to give you an answer to this kasha, and it's going to be from the Ari B'Shib Chabura. It's going to be the group. It's going to be the lion of the Chabura of the group. Targaminu Umanu Rav Chia Bar Avin. And who was that lion? Rav Chia Bar Avin. Listen to what he said. Whoa, what happened over here? A lot of factors over here. This story just got a lot more details, a lot more parts to it. What happened? Let's just understand what happened over here. The Baal brought in Edim and the Edim came. Shezinsa Tachtav, right? What's that going to be? Dina Nefashos.
But then the Av retorted, saved his daughter's back, and said, you're a liar and your Edom are liars, and I'm going to be mazim your Edom, and I have Edom to be mazim them. So now what's going to happen? Says Rav, Hevi Av Edom Ezimum le'edi Abal. Boligavos Mamon. If he comes to claim money in such a scenario, again, the Gemara is adding all this to the story of the Braisa, Mibal Bishloisha. So now, if the father is now going to be Gove Mamon, so now, how many Dayanim do you need for that? You need three. Now let's read Rashi, Rabosai. El Le'ula. Second of the skinny lines. You should always have 23, you should always be concerned that it's going to turn into Dina Nefashos. Why do you ever have three? Says Rashi, no, this is a new case. This is a case of Hazama. This is not the case that we started off with. The case that we started off with that Ula explained, it was just about the Baal coming in and trying to be Mafsid the Ksuba. Why, Rabbi Yishai? Why are you not worried about Laz? The igloi milsa dahani sadi somich vahani sadi shakri ninu. Says Rashi, a chiddush in the sugya. The only time you're choishish for Laz, you're choishish that Edom will come, or you're choishish that it's going to lead up to dinin afashos, if you have valid Edom, or you have the perspective of valid Edom come in. But once those Edom were originally brought, and the Baal had the max, and the Baal had put it in your pocket, but the Baal had the capability, and now he lost it. Why did he lose it? Why are these Edom gone, Rabbi Isai? Because they got whatified. Hazamified. They got fried. They got Imonu Ayisim. You were in the Max Stern basketball court. How could you be giving Edom over here on Amsterdam Avenue? You played an intramural game. You were on my team. Imanu Ayisim Bamakumploini. You're Sade Shakri. Ooh, boy, are these guys embarrassed. They just got roasted. Digloy Dahani Sadi Somak Mahani Sadi Shakri Ninu. And these guys are liars. Va'afilu lafsidak sudbasa loy mehemne. And now the Baal is so thrown out that he's not even believed for what he's usually believed for, which is that even without Edom, he could at least be Mafsid or Tsuba. No, end of story. This guy's a liar. His Edom are liars. It's an end of story. Says Rashi, the Hashta Badr Basar Sade Shakri Kamahadr, because he's trying to get liars. He's paying off liars. The Shkuri Kamashakir, Uboy Lemesav Meya Selala'a. Now, there's a brand new Din Torah learned in Parshas Kisaitse. What happens? When the Baal's Edom are turned out to be liar because they got whatified. They got hazamified, they got roasted. So now who's paying the mat? Who's making the check? The Baal's making the check. The Baal's losing money. Now the Baal has to pay 100 seller, which is what the Torah says. If you're found out to be lying in the case of Motzi Shemra, you got to pay $100 to the father. Uboy lemesav mea sel la'av. Beloisi eliisha. Not only that, Rabbi said, guess what? You just found yourself a shidduch. You got to stay married to her. You got to stay married to this girl. Very similar to what we learned last year. Beloisi eliisha. If you rape a woman, you got to stay married to her. Beloisi eliisha. You better stick with her. And there's a law in the Torah, obviously, if she wants to. But there's a law in the Torah for you to divorce her. You gotta stick with her for the rest of your life. Be careful what you do, Rabosai. Rape's not the most simplest thing. You're gonna be stuck with it. Hey, if a Weimarger could say what he said this morning, I could say what I. Chevra, v'tavu mama dekaamir rabbanan atvias meya sela shahav toivea koi va'ochikomer. And this is what the Brisa meant. Boha av ligavos mamun mibal. If the father's now coming to extract money from the husband, shenimtza kvar shakran mishloisha, then you only have to have three. Says Rashi Rabosai, and these are the important words. Dehazmona achrisi vafilu kovad rishayinim lekel emeim arocha dedina achrinu demikara baal avatoveya vahashta av kotova. Rabosai, Rashi says something so important for us to understand for the rest of the sugya, and you shouldn't get up right now. Says Rashi,
the chashos that Ula and Rava were worried about beforehand, of Laz and Rava of Kavod Rishayim, are no longer existent because the whole case just shifted. What do you mean the whole case just shifted? Number one, the Baal's Edim were liars. So the Baal just lost all believability. So therefore, are we going to be worried about rumors about more Edom coming in? No, because these Edoms were shot with Shakranim. And therefore, Rashi says, therefore, Ula's Chash of Laz no longer exists. And also, Kavod Rishayim is not an issue anymore, because Kavod Rishayim is only an issue, says Rashi, when you're dealing with the same case. But now Rashi says, because you're dealing with Hazama, because you're dealing with that now, who has the microphone? No longer does the Baal have the microphone, but the Av has the microphone. So therefore, what covered Rishayim? There's a brand new litigant here. There's a brand new case. Everyone just shifted. Everyone's talking about a brand new thing. The newspaper articles have just changed. So therefore Rashi says, there's no Laz, because those were Shakranim. There's no covered Rishayim, because it's a brand new case. And that's what the Brisa meant. And even Ula and Rava can live with such a case, because that's not what Ula and Rava were talking about. Ula and Rava were talking about when the Baal had the mic. If the Baal had the mic and he walked in alone, we're choishes lefi rabbanon, that maybe this might turn into dina nefashas, you might need 23 dayanim. And if the Baal had the mic and he originally thought Edom would walk in, and the Edom missed their flight, and they couldn't get there, and we gathered around 23 dayanim already, and now the question is, should we let the other dayanim go? Does Rabbi Meir correct that we can now have three, zakta rabbanon, kovod rishonim? But if you add hazama to the story, if you now switch that it's no longer the Baal trying to extract his ksuba money, but rather it's the Av trying to implement the knas, a punishment onto the Baal for lying, so then that's a new case. There's no covered Rishonim issue, and there's no rumor issue because there are Edim Shakronim. Aye, what do you deal with the second half of the Braisa? Ubamakum di'ika dina nefashos, says the Gemara. Ubamakum nefashos be'esrim u'shlosha. What does Rashi say on that? Ubamakum nefashos be'esrim u'shlosha. Ubamakum di'ika dina nefashos klomar. V'chol heicha di'ika lemeichas lenefashos kagon betchilas adin. Afilu ein lo edim yesh locha shema yishmu v'yaviu edim esrim u'shlosha boy. Says Rashi, it's a little bit of a problematic situation for Rashi. Rashi says, and you know what the rest of the half of the braisa is? Ubamakum nefashos, it's 23. That means not in the case of Hazama. That means not in the case that I'm presenting to you right now. A brand new case. Just if the Baal came in and was originally coming for the sake of Dina Nefashos, that's a case where you're going to need 23. That's a little bit of a problematic, doesn't flow so great in the Braisa, right? Rashi's saying, in the case of Hazama, where the Baal, where the Av's only not counting the $100, so then how many dayanim do you need according to everyone, both Ula and Rava? You only need three. So what's the end of the brice of Makam Dina Nefashos? Says Rashi, that's a brand new case. That's a case where the Baal walked in for 23 dayanim. Good. Rabosai, I want to make one diak that Rashi says that works very well for Rashi. We just said why it's problematic for Rashi, but Rashi works well for one thing. Let's read the Gemara. Umanu Rabchia Bar Avin, Hochma Yaskinan Shehevia Baal Edim Shezinsa Vehevia Av Edim Ezimum Lady Abal, Balagavos Mamon Mi Baal Bishloisha, Mokmdinus Rachos, Esimushloisha. Balagavos Mamon Mi Baal. Says Rashi, Balagavos Mamon Mi Baal, the Gemara had to say, who is the Mamon going according to? The Gemara is going saying that the Mamon is Balagavos Mamon Mi Baal. So the Gemara is clearly stating that who is extracting from who? The Av is extracting from the Baal. The Gemara felt it relevant over here to keep, to publicize that. That over here you should know who's extracting money for who. Right? Why would the Gemara feel compelled to say who's extracting money from who? Because it's different than what Rashi said on Amud Aleph. It's different than what, Rabosai? Than the original case. Meaning, according to Rashi, who was the one extracting money in the original case? It was not like what the Gemara is saying right now. Only now do we transform, do we switch versions, do we say that there are different people with the microphones, there are different people extracting money from the other one, and that's why the Gemara felt compelled, Rabbi Osai, this is a diet that works well with Rashi. Only now does Gemara have to tell me who's taking from who, because this is different, this is transformation from what originally existed at the beginning of the sugya. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi at the beginning, the Baal is trying to be mafsid the moment of the ksuba, and then Shitas Rashi to get out of the Braisa has to be that everything changes, and the diyuk that works for Rashi, the ray he gets out, is that it really works well because the Gemara never said who was collecting till who until the Amud Beis, which sounds like the original case was that wasn't, the Av wasn't the one extracting money. It was the Baal who was extracting money at the beginning, and he was just trying to be mafsid ksuba. This was all the background, Shitas Rashi Rabosai, and before we enter all the 9 questions, as Ezra counted correctly, of Tosos against Rashi as he destroys Rashi Shita. Isaacs.
Why are we automatically discrediting the Baal, just because the Eidim remain
on the... Oh, so Isaacs is bringing out an interesting point, which the Gemara raises in other Masechtas, that there is a fundamental difference between hakhasha, and it's very important that you guys are aware about this for this sugya, hakhasha and hazama. This is something you have to accept as the yesod for the rest of Shas. If Eidim come and disagree about details about the case, and they contradict the other set of Eidim, that's what's called hakhasha, is the word equals, in your notebook, contradiction. They're contradicting each other. It was about this, it was about that, it was about this, it was about that. In general, hakhasha means you have 2 Eidim on each side. 2 Eidim are as good as 100 Eidim. It doesn't matter, it doesn't get better, any better if you have 3, 4, 5, as we learned many times. It's a standstill. It's a suffix, like you're pointing out. It's a suffix. We don't know who to go with, so we'll leave it as is. We're not going to kill anyone, we're not going to extract money, we're not going to do anything. Hakhasha, tray to tray, is a standstill. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara has a shayla, can you... In a situation of Akasha, could you now use a chazakah? Can you use the last known reality, other proofs? That's a sugya on its own, a lot of lumnus on its own. It's a machlekes in the Gemara Yevamos, trey u'trey, sveik d'raisa, sveik d'rabbanan, whatever it is, it's a suffix. That's what the Gemara says. However, the Gemara says, and the Torah tells us an unbelievable chiddush, that if the second set of Eidim come and they say the following phrase, Hager, imanu hayisim b'makom ploni, we were with you playing ball in Max Stern when you're telling us that you were giving Eidos. That is no longer viewed as Akasha, and now the first set of Eidim are viewed as liars.
But why does that make the Baal a liar?
Because he was bringing in Eidim.
Rashi
says, he says, I have Eidim to back it up. He paid off these Eidim, and therefore he's lying. That's what he set up this whole case, so this girl looks bad, just to make his case. So, Enechanami, I agree with you, Isaacs. It's a Chiddush. It sounds very similar to Akasha. And the Rishonim are bothered by this question. But that is basically the Chiddush HaTorah. That for this statement, for some reason, the Torah is Bechadish, Imanu Ayisem, then you believe the second cat, and they will be killed.
Yeah. How do we know Hazama turns it into a brand new case? It's probably, what I think is that it's still the same judges saying, okay, now that these are Hazama.
I agree with you, but Rashi held that for purposes of Kavod, and for purposes of Laz and Rum, for purposes of Kavod, that therefore we're not worried about the perception of the society, because the litigants have just switched. So one could view that as a different case. I hear you.
It's just probably a counter-argument.
No, it's not a counter-argument. It's a totally different needle. It's a different amount of cash. It's different. Instead of being the plaintiff, now you became the defendant.
That happens in court all the time. Say, no, really, I'm gonna take money from you. I don't know the words.
When I'm suing you, Mickey, and then this rarely happens. When I'm suing you, and I'm trying to, and I'm bringing evidence against you, and you're the defendant, and then suddenly I get sued. That's very rare. That's very rare.
It's a counter suit,
but that's a new case.
No, because it's the same.
That's what Rashi says. That people's perception will view that as a new case. I'm not disagreeing with you that it's the same litigants, but Rashi held that because everything flipped, that's enough of a reason to not be worried about Kavod Rishonim. I think that's acceptable. Yeah, Akiva.
If it's Akasha, then wouldn't that still cause some issues now?
Oh, we'll get to it. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. We're getting to there. Excellent. Yes.
Question about Zohu in general. So
yeah.
If the Baal and the Eidim are so connected, shouldn't it be you're making the Baal of
But the Baal never, the Baal could never do that on his own. It's true, but the Baal.
If you're going to put the blame on the Baal,
I hear. You're saying about the Shemir, you should be killed. Here.
But
He did, but he didn't do that avera. Meaning his amira never had that capacity.
Then we should separate either we put them together or we separate them.
We shouldn't give him any onish.
No, I'm saying if the edim are part of the baal, then the baal should be tied to the zomam also.
But you can't kasher zomam is only kasher zomam lasis lachiv al yedei edim. You can never do that. You never did that. You can never do that by definition. You never tried to kill her. You in the background indirectly tried to set up a case, but Lamaisa, who was the person with the trigger in this case?
So it should be the same.
It was Aiden.
Like, as you're saying, it should be a separate. They're not. The Baal shouldn't have losing that money. It's they're the one that needed testimony. I'm saying it's like.
Why do you say it's one to the
other? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm saying it doesn't have to be like one.
No, but he's asking. So why don't you kill him?
I mean, so it's once removed. It's like he didn't do that.
Yeah, but it's also once
removed. No. So then, if it's once, so it's once removed. So he's asking. So then, let him still be mafsid the ksuba. Let him still have his believable.
He's still connected.
Meaning, once removed, will help you in terms of mominus.
Why is he losing that mominus to bring more edim? Maybe just the edim that were.
He doesn't lose his mominus to bring more edim. He could bring another set of edim. No, we're just not choshish anymore. We're not choshish for rumors, because once these guys got roasted, this guy's going to lose his, it's not going to happen anymore. If he does and he schleps out, it could be, but it's not likely. So it's not choshish, it's just not choshish loss. He could make that case.
He could still bring more.
Yeah. Comes along Tosos, and Tosos says, Rabosai, Rashi is extremely problematic. Rashi, Shita, has a lot of problems with it. How many problems, Rabosai? And I want to focus on this Tosos, that's going to be a totally different new limud in the whole sugya. Perish bekuntris, shabal toein pesach pasuach matzasi lafsidak subasa. Starts Tosos saying, what's the case according to Rashi? The Baal is an innocent Baal. He just wants to save some money, and he just wants to make sure that he doesn't have to pay out so much for the ksuba. And that's why he's saying, I didn't find Basulim, she's not a virgin, and I want to be mafsid that money. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. Chada, says Rabbeinu Tam, digabe oinesu mafatik tanila, shehein knossos. What's Tosos' first question, Rabosai? According to Rashi, Shimmy, you owe me money, I take you to court, and we say, we have this dintara about you owe me money, me not owing you, whatever, this and that, we go back and forth. What's the nidun called about you owing me money? Dine? What type of court is that, Dine?
Mominus,
right? When a Baal comes into court and a Baal says that I don't owe her the 200 zuz because she's not a psula, what's that similar to? That case, I don't owe her what you think. What's that called? Dine?
Mominus.
Says Tosos, it doesn't fit the way you placed it in the Mishnah. Because if you remember what we read in the Mishnah, and we introduced Motzi Shemra after Ones and after Mefateh, that's not classic Dine Mominus, that's what? Dine Knossos. Can anyone define for me what the Gemara already defined earlier and we had last year and we explained many times? The difference between a Knas and Mammon? Yeah?
Mammon could be that if ox damages someone's car, you have to pay for the loss.
The hefsid.
With Knas, that if you've done something, you eat so much truma, you still have to pay.
When it comes to Knas is a fine. Knas is not something that you are paying for because of the damage and the loss that you caused, or because of the money that you owe. Knas is something that Beis Din is mechadesh, makes as new. Rabbi, so remember the Rabbi Eger and Makis? And therefore, it's a chiddush din, that therefore it's not something that you were mechayev yourself. Remember we said that there's a difference between the nature of Edim and the din Torah when it comes to Knas and it comes to Dine Mominus. Dine Mominus, it's just livrure, it's just something that already exists. Beis Din's not me mechadesh the chiyuv. The chiyuv is existent because I already borrowed the money, because of my action of damaging. That's what's the chiyuv mamon. When it comes to Knas, until Beis Din clap on the table and say, you're chayev. Was there any chiyuv whatsoever? No. Beis Din has to be mechayev. And before Beis Din is mechayev, I'm not chayev that. That's what's called in halacha a fine. A chiddush amount of money that's not being paid for something you did, something you damaged, No. It's not money that I owe personally. Max, you missed this. I'm very sorry. And therefore, you have to pay that because Beis Din was mechadish that. So therefore, Tosfos says, if the case in the Torah, in the Gemara was talking about just a Baal that wants to be mafsid money that he owns, it's in the wrong place in the Mishnah.
It shouldn't be after what two cases of knas? That's just amount of money for rape and amount of money for pitoy, which is not considered payment and retribution for any damages that you pay that you did. That's not, you pay that money separately, nezek, and that's what we learned last year. There is other payment for the damages that you do when you rape a girl, but that's not the 50 shekel. Is a fine and a punishment as if you're getting malchus for what you did. So it sounds like what? The motzi shemra should also be something that's similar to that light. That it should be a fine. That it should be a knas.
Doesn't the Gemara refer to that in Kasha? Doesn't it say, like, on the next daf, it refers to his
mamon? Well, the Gemara on the daf Beis calls it dini mamon. Reb Meir says it's dini mamonis. Fractosis, that's not dini mamonis.
But the Gemara
is but Tosa is saying Rashi's explanation is that it's wrong.
That has aspects of
both. No, but the Gemara, that's what I'm saying. It's a question of the Gemara.
Why?
No.
For Bezdin purposes, a Knas is also going to have three dayanim. You're paying $3. Just Tosa is saying the Mishnah groups it with other examples of Knas.
The question is why do you have to be Mechalev in the
Mishnah? Why was it grouped together with a list of things which sounds like it's not talking about a regular case of Mammon, but rather it's an additional Knas? No. Tosas is saying I infer from the Mishnah that it's a different type of Nidon of what Motzi Shemer is. And you'll see, when Tosas presents to you what he thinks, it's going to read much more smoothly in the Mishnah. Oh, yeah, that's just like Aonis Mefata. That's just like that. According to Rashi, you're right. There are cases that... Tosas is not bothered with how could Rabbi Meir actually have three Dayanim in this case. And that works well according to Rashi. Tosas is bothered by, but when I'm defining what the case is, it should be something that's similar to the other things that it's grouped with in the Mishnah, which is Onus and Mefate. Not that it's wrong in terms of interior. He's right. He understands. Rashi's not absolutely wrong that you can't have Dina Mamanis and three Dayanim for that, even what Tosas is saying. But he's just saying you should work off the Mishnah. And it's not similar at all to Dine Knossos. And you'll see what Tosas suggests afterwards, what the actual case of Motzi Shemer is. Reads much better in terms of that question.
Yeah.
And that's why Tosas argues. It is a Kasha and Rashi because it sounds like, and that's why Tosas is defending, maybe Tosas, if this was his only question, wouldn't have invented this pshat, but Tosas is pointing out, and Rabosai, guess who did this himself? Iram. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Maya Sela. What case is that? That's a Knas. Rashi himself on the Mishnah saw that. No. That's not what. No. That's not what Tosas is asking. But Rashi himself held to this logic that, oh, I see where we're going there. We're in the Onus of Mefata Parsha. We're in the Motzi Shemra Parsha. What is that? That's not how much I owe you on your ksuba. That's how much do you have to pay because you lied, and not because you owe money because of something you did. Because Bezdin's posking against you, midine knas. So why are Rashi, you explaining on the Gemara, something totally different? That's the Kasha of Tosas. But Rabbeisai, Tosas does not only have that Kasha alone. Tosas has many, many other Kashas. But you know what, Rabbeisai? We have to answer that Kasha. How is Rashi going to explain himself with the Mishnah? How is Rashi going to fit his interpretation of what we just said in the Gemara to the group of Onus Umafata, Rabosai? That's something that we're going to have to discuss tomorrow. We're going to have to discuss the other Kashas of Tosos, and then we're going to have to understand what Rabbi Nutam learned in the whole Sugya, and then we're going to have to explain, Rabosai, conceptually, what is the Machloikis, Rashi and Rabbi Nutam.